With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Indiana is ready to hold its party primaries on May 7th.
The most watched is the GOP race for governor, where six candidates are vying for the seat being vacated by Governor Eric Holcomb, who is term limited. Indiana also could send at least three new representatives to the U.S. House. One Republican is running for a U.S. Senate seat, while two Democrats in that Senate race will face off for their party's nomination.
Correspondent Ron DeRockstra. The Biden administration is out with tough new rules aimed at power plants. We get more on that from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A new rule being issued by the Environmental Protection Agency would force coal-fired power plants to capture smokestack emissions or shut down. It's the latest effort by the Biden administration to put new limits on greenhouse gas emissions from electric plants run by fossil fuel. The CEO of the National Mining Association says, with the latest rules, the EPA is systematically dismantling the reliability of the U.S. electric grid. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The United Auto Workers Union has announced a last-minute tentative agreement with truck and bus manufacturer Daimler Truck, averting a potential strike of more than 7,000 workers. The union struck a four-year agreement with the German company just before the expiration of the previous contract enacted 6 years ago. It covers workers at various plants in North Carolina, where Daimler makes Thomas-built buses, Freightliner, and Western Star trucks, as well as workers at distribution plants in Atlanta and Memphis. Security is tight around a military base in southwestern Cambodia today, a day after a huge explosion killed 20 soldiers, wounded others, and damaged nearby homes. The Cambodian prime minister expressing deep shock. Nobody's sure what caused the blast. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are embracing astrology. A new Harris poll finds more than 6 in 10 people say that, quote, astrology provides comfort in uncertain times by serving as a reassuring friend for those seeking guidance. Majorities of poll respondents say they've consulted or would consult the stars for self-care or health advice, relationship advice, and for help making major decisions and life choices. Millennials, people ages 27 to 42, are the group most likely to turn to astrology when they need to make decisions. The vast majority say they would not date someone with the wrong sign. Jews in Tunisia who organize an annual pilgrimage to one of the world's oldest synagogues are planning a scaled-down event next month. They cite concerns about security less than a year after a deadly shooting there shook their community. Thousands regularly make the journey to the 2,600-year-old building in Djerba, the North African island, where many of Tunisia's 1,500 Jews still live. This is SRN News. A troubling story concerning infants and drugs.
Officials are sounding alarms after three babies overdosed, one of them fatally, on fentanyl left unsecured in three Washington state homes in less than 1 week. The fatality was a 13-month-old child. Fire department officials in Everett say the death followed two non-fatal overdoses in a span of 5 days. No official word yet on whether anyone has been arrested or charged with a crime. Investigators do not believe the overdoses are connected. Jason Walker reporting.
Anchor Poppy Harlow is leaving CNN. The network says Harlow announced her parting with the cable news giant in an email to colleagues. She joined CNN in 2008 and most recently co-hosted CNN This Morning. She reported on the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings and the 2015 Paris terror attacks. This is SRN News.